This is Deepening Our Christianity. I'm Paul Prinz, and I'm glad you're here. Together, we'll deepen our embodiment and understanding of Christianity through essays and reflections. These are published to read or listen to online at paulprinz.net and read aloud for you right here.
I'm so glad to be here with you all at Mustard Seed. My homily today is titled, Let Us Pray. It's very uncreative, but I think the sermon's better than the title. And with a title like that, I have no choice but to start together with prayer. So let us pray. Father, throughout the Bible, we see people praying. Your Son Jesus invited and called us to pray. You, the Holy Spirit, dwell within us, praying with us and meeting us when we pray. Enrich the ways we see prayer, where we see prayer, and the ways we pray. Amen. Today we're going to spend time thinking about prayer. Let us reflect on prayer, on the call to pray. For many of us, the first prayer we learned was the Our Father, the Lord's Prayer. It's an amazing prayer. I continue to pray every day. And yet, it's not the only way for us to pray. Today, we can look through the horizons of Scripture, through the centuries of voices, genres, and moments. We can see, we can sense that God is ever present. That each page of the Bible reminds us that God was there. That each page, what? Sorry, I lost my spot. And the next line is really good, but it sounds the same. That each page and day of our life can remind us that God is here. That our God welcomes us every time we pray. Within the vastness that prayer encompasses, how might we summarize prayer? Within the work we're doing at Urban Monastics, we have a short description that we use to talk about prayer. And is this: being purposefully in God's tender and loving presence where thoughts, emotions, and words can move in both directions. So being purposefully in God's tender presence where thoughts, emotions, and words can move in both directions. There are kind of two pieces to this description, to this way of understanding prayer. The first is being purposeful, and the second is the thoughts, emotions, and words. So let's start with purpose. Prayer invites us to be purposeful, to be purposefully in God's loving and tender presence. Purposefully. Again and again in Scripture, we see prayer requiring us to be purposeful. Oftentimes, the difference between something being prayerful or not is the intention and the purpose we bring to it. This should not be a surprise, because relationships require us to be purposeful. Another way to think about this is to be loving. We are purposeful because we're choosing to love. Love will always bring us to a purposeful life. Love is not passive. It is active. It requires us to be attentive, to feel, to see, to be willing to move our bodies, our minds. Love requires us to be open to our understandings shifting with time. Prayer is the way that we get to communicate with our God. To be with our God, to love our God, love requires purpose. Think about this. With time, you learn to hear the voice of someone that you love in a crowded room. You learn the ways that they make you feel safe, seen, taken care of. Good love helps us see them, and it helps us see ourselves. It expands the horizons, and we do things that we didn't think we could do before, that we didn't dream of doing before. There are rhythms and patterns to the ways we move through life with those we love. The same is true of our love of God. I believe there's nothing better in life than good love. The love of our God is exceedingly good. In fact, it is good beyond my ability to comprehend it. It's an incomprehensibly great love. God's love genuinely asks nothing of us, but holds us gently and holds us tenderly. Are you familiar with the fruit of the Spirit in the book of Galatians? The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. This fruit is the fullness of our God and the way that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit love us. Did you hear that God is patient, kind, gentle? We need the help of the Holy Spirit to remind us of all that God has done and spoken. We need the Holy Spirit to prompt us to be purposefully present with God. We need the Holy Spirit to help us be purposeful, to teach us how we can be more purposeful with God in prayer. God sending the Holy Spirit to dwell within you as his advocate for you is a purposeful act of love. An act of love that places our feet on sure foundation, that gives us confidence as we turn back to God in prayer. Jesus is ever wanting us to join him. We join him when we pray, when we find ourselves being purposefully in God's tender and loving presence, where thoughts, emotions, and words can move in both directions. So let's turn our attention to the second half of this description, with the thoughts, emotions, and words moving in both directions. There's so much to learn in this life. In fact, more than we can ever learn. There's just as much to learn outside of ourselves as there is within ourselves. Not one of us was born understanding our thoughts or emotions. None of us was born ready to speak words. It takes time, effort, and practice to enrich our thoughts, our emotions, and our words. Think back to how simply we saw the world as children. When we'd draw trees, for example, they were brown with green leaves or green needles. Rocks were colored gray, the sky was blue, the sun was yellow. All right, so maybe in Scotland the sky is gray and the sun's more like an abstract idea that you've read about in books. I wrote that joke before the last 3 days, but I think it still works. So as we get older, though, we start to understand that there's different shades and hues of color. And these blues, they have different names, and we see them by those names. The rocks are no longer simply gray, but they become rich with textures and colors, and they're danced over by the light that shines on them through the trees. There are colors that we take for granted today, like orange, that actually was named after the fruit. Until then, oranges were actually just a yellow fruit. And we were less able to see the diversity and the richness of our world. And so here we need to take a breath. If you've ever felt like pursuing God was going to take effort, this will take even more. We need to depend upon and ask the Holy Spirit to help us learn to think, to feel, to speak. There are new ways to think, to emote, and to speak that will change the way that we experience the exact same God. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit will not change, but our experience of them will. The trees, the rocks, the sun, the sky, they're the same as they were in our youth, but we experience them differently today. Some of this growth will happen naturally through the course of your life. Yet, over and over again in the Bible, we are told to ask God, who gives generously to us and who gives us good things. So ask God to help us pray. Ask God to teach us how to see our thoughts, our emotions, and our words. And may our God help you to be present with those thoughts. May you find yourself ever more able to rest with your emotions. May you be more able to give care, love, and grace to your words. We have a lifetime of prayer to enjoy and a lifetime to pray. In all these things, we will also experience the thoughts, emotions, and words of our God. It is a lifetime of pursuing the tenderness and loving presence of God through prayer. Here is my encouragement and guidance for you as you begin and continue the experience, to experience the thoughts, emotions, and words from our God. Remember the fruit of the Spirit from earlier. That is the way that God meets with us, meets with you, with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. As Jesus spoke to us, he spoke with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And I want you to remember back to the passage that Tally read for us. Remember that Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you." Remember that Jesus said, "My peace I give you." Remember that Jesus said, "I do not give to you as the world gives." Remember that Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." Remember what Jesus said, "Do not be afraid." And so, let us pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening. May these words help you follow the way of Jesus in your life. You can also subscribe to my newsletter on my website, paulprinz.net. I pray it helps you as you continue deepening your embodiment and understanding of Christianity. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he turn his face towards you and give you peace.